Many times people that are outside the charismatic movement, outside the Pentecostal movement, in other denominational churches, they have faith and they believe God for miracles, and God many times, He sees that heart. He doesn't see their crazy doctrine, but He sees that hungry heart, and He meets them there. He goes where there is a hungry and open heart. Despite our misconceptions, the Lord is merciful to us, and we think because we have just the right doctrine that God approves of us. That's not so. He approves of us because Jesus has died for us, and it's in Jesus that we made righteous. It's because of grace, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Now the angels, they do various things for us. They are servants, but what do they literally do? And I have many examples in my own life. Let me take one example first. When we first came to the United States, the Lord had led us to leave all these things behind, and as we came here, we were looking for a place. After a while, we had stayed with my in-laws, and I decided in my heart that it was now time for us to get a home of our own. When we came into this one house, I could see the angel of God literally stand on the fireplace. When I saw that, I knew that God had given us that property. And sure enough, it happened despite of the circumstances were totally against us in every way. But yet the angel of the Lord brought it to pass because the Spirit of God broke through that yoke and through those circumstances and caused a miracle to come forth. We can see, for instance, I prayed for many years about a wife, if God wanted me to get married and to whom and so forth. In 1970, we came to the United States. My father had been invited to the World Pentecostal Conference. He'd been invited by Pastor Brewster, a pastor from Wales who was a friend of Evan Roberts that God used to bring the great revival in the country of Wales. Percy Brewster came to be very close to my father, and he was invited to his church there in Cardiff in Wales many times. We were there. Being the chairman, he invited my dad to come to the World Pentecostal Conference in 1970. And my father brought with him not only his family, but he brought a group of musicians from the church. We were here in Dallas, Texas. I, through the angel of God, got to see or meet, shake hands with a person that would later become a wife. At the moment when I saw her, I felt something in the spirit. Some people might argue with that, and, you know, but there was something more than the natural. There was something supernatural. It was the angel of the Lord that brought us together, and 5 years later we would get married in the same city. At that time I had no idea. Well, actually, when we got married, we didn't know each other. She didn't understand what I was saying. I didn't understand what she was saying. But love was there and God was there. The angel of God brought us together. So many people are looking for a spouse. They're looking for a mate. And who the person that God has for them. Well, the surest way, the safest way is to do what the Lord recommends in His Word. The servant of Abraham went out to seek a wife for Isaac. Literally, this is what God will do if you will let Him. If you employ those angels, allow them to find the right one, then you don't have to, your marriage don't have to end up in divorce and tragedy and problems, but you can be blessed. Abraham, a type of the Father, sent his servant, the Holy Spirit, to seek a wife, the church, for Isaac, Jesus. Of course, this is a literal application of something that actually happened. And the angel went before the servant and found a wife for Isaac. So I believe literally that the angel will help you find the right spouse, the right husband, the right wife. If you allow God to do this, you will be blessed. And even differences would be overcome through that blessing. Like in our case, we didn't know each other's languages much. Some, but not that much. For every marriage that is in the will of God, there is an angel. The anointing is there when we allow God to lead us in these matters of utmost importance, if I may add. And of course, we find that Rebecca, she turned out to be an excellent wife for Isaac. And she was blessed. And she was chosen. She was anointed to be his wife. So the angels, they helped to find the right spouse for us. In the ministry of Jesus, how the angels brought healing to Jesus' body when the devil tried to kill him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Prematurely kill him so he could not die on the cross. He sweated blood, the Bible says. Massive heart attack, I guess. I mean, he would have died there on the spot. But the angel of God came and touched him. And when the angel of God touched him, he had strength. I have experienced that so many times, over and over, how the angel of God had touched me and given me strength. They bring healing. They are involved in deliverance. They are involved in casting out of devils. They are involved in the working of miracles. They help you to find the right job. They help you to prosper. If the money is not coming and you are bringing your tithes unto the Lord and you're bringing your offering unto the Lord, you're worshiping Him and you're tithing and you're giving according to His Word, obedience to His Word, you should be blessed. The windows of heaven should be open. If not so, then you have to take authority of the devil and command those angels to go forth and release those finances that God has promised for you. So the angels, what are they doing? They brought food to Elijah. They brought food to Jesus after he fasted 4 days and 4 nights. They brought manna from heaven for the children of Israel. They blessed their clothes so their clothes would grow on their bodies. They touched the rock, and out of the rock came water. They caused the quails to come in, so they had plenty of flesh to eat too. The angels also caused our prayers to be heard. They carry our prayers with the speed of lightning before the throne of grace, and the response will come. Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but as the Spirit Himself, it should be, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to God's will, according to the will of God. We can see in the case of Daniel, if we go to Daniel 10, we can see here how the Lord used angels to break through for Daniel. Daniel was praying, and he was fasting. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. People want to use this so they can eat unpleasant bread and still call it fast. Fasting is not eating. Hate to say that and this maybe break your illusion there, but the Lord will help us to fast. Fast as God leads you. Verse 5. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Euphrates. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but the great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. Comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before the Lord, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me and remained there with the kings of Persia. Michael, now the chief priest, Michael, meaning who is like God, he came and he assisted him to break through. See, as we pray in the Spirit and as we fast in the Spirit, angels are released to assist us to break through. We saw that in the case of Jacob, how the heavens were opened, angels ascending and descending. And I have seen this, and I've heard of others that have seen it, and the Bible bears it out and confirms it, that God takes the prayers, the angels take the prayers, and they carry them to the presence of God, and the answer is carried also from the presence of God. What is powerful to notice in this scripture, Daniel 10, is that from the first day when he set himself to pray and seek God, from the beginning his prayers were answered. You know, there are many categories and different ways that we pray. One of the ways that we pray, the Bible teaches us to pray, is the prayer of faith. That means that we believe that we have what we say. We believe that what we pray, we receive when we pray. According to Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, what things ever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. You believe that you receive it not when you see it, but when you pray. And here it says, from the first day that thou setst thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before the Lord, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. The presence of God, angels were released because of the words and the prayers of Daniel. And the answer was already on the way, although it had not come. This is an encouragement to those that still believe in God, but have yet not seen the answer. You pray once and you receive the answer by faith when you pray. After that, you just keep on praising God, and the angels are activated, they are released, and they are causing that breakthrough to happen. Sometimes we have to add fasting to our prayers as God leads us, knowing that it doesn't change God. The answer He has, the answer, and He is sending it, and it's on the way, and it's coming because His Word says so, but we fast in obedience to His Word.